Cruz Bustamante's home turf, the city of Fresno, was invaded yesterday by Republican candidate Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was the actor's first major campaign stop outside the Los Angeles area. Tamara Keith reports from member station KQED.
Arnold Schwarzenegger visited an elementary school and a food processing plant before making his final stop at an outdoor shopping mall. There, about 2,500 supporters listened as he pledged to be the people's governor.
Even though in the movies you know me as the superhero that takes care of everything, but in real life it's different. I need your help.
Schwarzenegger's speech was short on specifics, but he was playing to a friendly crowd. Fresno County's voter registration numbers are overwhelmingly Republican. But Schwarzenegger told the audience his candidacy is for all Californians, regardless of party affiliation.
I will not spend more money than the state takes in. I will not raise your taxes. I will not cut education. I will bring about reform that puts public interest for change ahead of special interests.
The audience was mostly young and mostly male. The line between supporter and fan blurred. 26-year-old Bobby Guzman drove from a small town an hour away for his chance to meet the Terminator.
I seen him one time when I was about 12 years old in Venice Beach, working out with Sylvester Stallone in the Rolls Gym, and I got really excited, and when I heard he was coming to Fresno, I had to come. I had to.
And Guzman got what he came for. Schwarzenegger autographed his Terminator action figure. Now Guzman says he'll definitely vote for him. After the rally, Fresno resident David Juanita rushed over to a table manned by Republican Party volunteers and registered to vote. At 33 years old, the October 7th recall election will mark Juanita's first time voting.
I think it'd be great to have him. I really, really think it'd be tremendous. Great effort. It's gonna happen. He'll be our new governor. I know it.
Earlier in the day, Schwarzenegger refused to answer reporters' questions about an interview he did with a men's magazine back in the 70s. He said he wanted to talk about California's economy and not his past. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Fresno.